You know, I'm really starting to get tired of the news media here. Getting pretty damn sick of it. Fuck the news media. Makes me want to vomit botulism all over some old lady somewhere. You want some news? I'll give you some news. This just in. Osama bin Laden is not fucking real. The bird flu pandemic is not fucking real. The United States of America does not exist. These are not the end times. The world is not falling apart at the fucking seams. And in spite of what the news media tells you, there is no reason to be terrified every second of every fucking day. You can't even enjoy a single relaxing day anymore without turning on the TV and some douche lick jumps up in your face talking about, you're gonna die! Mad bird cow flu disease gonna make you shit out your fucking ears and it's gonna kill you! Gonna kill all your friends! Gonna kill your goddamn family! And your dog's gonna get hit by the truck that's hauling your bodies away! You know, screw this. Every day, black people are gonna rob me, a Mexican's gonna steal my job, cops are gonna shoot me, and the whole world's gonna fall right into the fucking sun. Well, when the hell did this happen? It didn't used to be like this, did it? You know, news used to be news. It wasn't all that exciting, but it was the news, right? Now you turn it on and you got some cunt with a microphone stuffed in the face of a mother whose kids are inside a burning fucking building. How do you feel about this? Doesn't this suck? What's it like to smell your own children cooking? Let's switch to our exclusive burning child cam and watch these innocent kids roast. It's not enough just to report the story anymore. Now they have to film every detail of every expression of agony that humanity can possibly squeeze out. Holy shit, let's see that mother crying again in slow motion replay. Let's zoom in to watch her shit her pants. For every guy that trips and falls on the sidewalk, there's another guy with a camera ready to shove it up his ass and send another tragedy into everyone's living rooms. And you know why? It's because of money. The almighty fucking dollar. Because it's a big entertainment business now. That's all the news is. It's an entertainment industry. And you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna throw a TV out the fucking window. I'm gonna get up and throw a TV out a fucking window. And then I'm gonna throw your TV out a window. I'm gonna throw his TV out a window. And then when the news people show up to put a camera in my face, I'm gonna throw a TV out a window and hit some asshole reporter right upside his fucking head with it hard enough to make him void his colon. Because I'm tired of being told when I should be afraid. I'm tired of seeing people locked in their houses with gas masks and shotguns gathered around the evening news waiting to hear whose kneecaps they need to blast off next. I'm tired of giving money to an industry that profits from manufacturing tragedy at the expense of ordinary fucks who are just trying to get to work in the morning. It's fucking sick, and the people responsible for it need to be rounded up and burned alive on the 82nd floor of the World Trade Towers. They need to be coated in anthrax powder, pipe bombed in front of an abortion clinic, trapped in a coal mine, and left stranded and starving on a rooftop in the middle of fucking New Orleans. Video games aren't making people violent. Diane Sawyer is making people violent. Tom Brokaw is making people violent because these are the scum who are reaching out of the screen to slap people over the head and say, hey, the police are selling crack to your kid. Your neighbors are sticking their dicks into a 5-year-old autistic child. Your colon is going to get cancer and explode. Hey, you see those brown people over there? You see them? They're planning to crash a plane into a cute baby seal at the fucking zoo. And they're gonna do it in the name of a brown foreign god. And the real Caucasian god can't stop them because all the evil homosexuals are gang raping him in a poodle skirt. Now what you gonna do about it, Nyaga? So, look at this shit. Well, now you got some terrified cracker fruitcake parked his ass on a clock tower shooting cops and brown people with a rifle. And what do they do now? What the fuck do they do? They put it on the fucking news. And now let's go back to our live coverage of the clock tower massacre. Thank you, John. No one really knows why this law-abiding family man would suddenly turn into a crazy fucker. But studies indicate that it's probably because of the brain damage caused by living next door to a gay, atheist, African-American murder convict. Back to you, bitch tits. You know, this has got to stop somewhere. You know what we need to do? I'll tell you what we need to do. We need to give them a real news story. We need to give them a story that'll really pound their nuts into the ground. We need to grab video cameras and go to every news station in America, and we need to film every reporter, anchor, and cameraman while we're raping their families, feeding them crack, and making them a victim of every goddamn thing they prey on. And then we need to play it over and over and over again on their own TV stations, because I promise you, not one of these pricks has ever had to go through what they smear all over the airwaves to make a few bucks. And are these really the kind of people you want feeding your reality to you? Fuck the man, find your own reality, don't ever have it fed to you, and never let them tell you to be afraid. This is To Your Live Reporting Ranting Griffin, and that's all I have to say about that.